I'm standing just inside the Pike National Forest in the Cedar Heights neighborhood of Colorado Springs. Ash covers the ground. Trees, shrubs are burned. But there's still life, and a few raindrops can be felt falling from the sky. And it's quiet. There are some pine trees with needles still on them, others barely any, and black and charred.
Typically, a fire will burn in a mosaic pattern. There'll be areas, well, just like up here behind us, there's still grass standing. It didn't burn. It just varies the way the fire burns. On the hillside up there as well, there's places where it's still green, and the fire didn't burn up everything.
That's Greg Hewley, spokesman for the Waldo Canyon Fire.
And that's what we expect all over the entire fire. There's going to be areas where it's completely moonscaped. There's no question about that. And that's going to be a concern on the hillsides, but there's other areas that are still green.
Firefighter Tom Stevens is here from Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks in California. He walks down the slope, a pack on his back containing water, a radio, and a variety of other gear.
Copy that. Break. AFEO 51, Engineer 51.
He's sweaty, sooty, and carrying a tool that's a cross between an axe and a shovel.
I've been asked to go find the smokes that are further up on the hill away from us.
How long have you been out here?
Day one. And excuse me, folks.
That's rain falling. Not heavy, not steady, and not long, but some. Public Information Officer John Nichols says it doesn't necessarily have the effect people want.
It's okay for people to feel relief, but people still need to understand that just because they're not seeing smoke and just because, like in the last couple of minutes, we felt a few raindrops, now we're feeling something different, the winds. So those few raindrops that hit up on the hill here, with this wind, the positive effect of those raindrops is going to be negated by the wind within an hour.
Greg Hewley says crews were continuing to monitor the area.
The trees that are turned from green to more like a brown or a reddish color, that's more fuel. Of particular concern is a gamble oak. We wind up with the gamble oak and the fire goes out underneath it, burns some of the leaves below, but then the heat goes ahead and kills the leaves up above and dries them out, and then they're available fuel for the fire to come back through. So if you have a continuous stand of that gamble oak that still has the leaves on it and it's burned out below, it's a severe hazard for our firefighters.
And how much are you monitoring this particular area, for example? Like when there is this, you know what, I'd probably say mostly burned area, but still the greenery, like you're saying, how much do you monitor an area like this?
They continue to monitor it until they feel comfortable that there's no longer any heat in the area.
And they're monitoring it now?
Oh, yeah, that's what those crews were doing that were coming through here.
Nearby residents of the Cedar Heights community were among the first to evacuate because of the Waldo Canyon fire. Over the weekend, they were allowed back into their homes under a pre-evacuation notice. The city says Mayor Steve Bach and senior city officials were not aware of Friday's authorized media visit to the forest, and none have been held since. Evacuation numbers peaked on Wednesday with around 32,000 displaced residents of El Paso and Teller counties. Now that number is around 3,000. The cost of fighting the blaze has exceeded $11 million. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.